Thank you, Chair. So with respect to paragraph 31, I think the starting point for our delegation is to note that the idea of use is different than several of the other ideas that are captured in this paragraph, for example, development or production. IHL regulates the former, regulates use, but not the latter. And I do think it's true that militaries may need to have or possess certain weapons that they would never intend to use in armed conflict for the purposes of training forces and developing lawful countermeasures against those types of weapons. The language that we see in the chapeau of 31 and in 31A is also drawn largely from paragraph 17H of the 2019 report, which is a reflection of IHL is limited to use of weapons. So for that reason, we believe that it's important that any references to development, production, acquisition, or deployment should be related to use, because that's really the current framing within IHL. So for that reason, we would recommend the following edits to paragraph 31. States commit not to use, comma, or to develop, produce, acquire, possess, or deploy with a view towards use, comma, weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, if, and then moving to A, we have one surgical suggestion here, which is to replace by nature with the word inherently, so it would read, or if it is inherently indiscriminate. And this would bring the language into conformity with the language that we used in paragraph 17H of the 2019 report. With respect to B, we are breaking new ground here, and I think for reasons that others have mentioned, it may be preferable to delete this paragraph. We do think we could work with it, though. With respect to the first part of the paragraph, I think this is where we have our biggest problem. The reference to performing the critical functions of selecting and engaging, I think, again, there's a reality that there already are systems that build in autonomous features and functions that do select and engage. So it either suggests that there are a wide range of existing systems that are incompatible with the principle, which we don't think would be the case, or would stigmatize capabilities that have been lawfully used. So I think at a minimum, we would want to see deletion of the phrase can perform the critical functions of selecting and engaging to apply force against targets without further intervention by a human operator. So it would read, it is designed to be used outside a responsible chain of human command and control, and that would be a more narrow sentence that we think would better capture the principle that we're trying to reflect. With respect to paragraph 32, our position on the phrase sufficient human control is well known, and I won't belabor it. So we would recommend deleting that. We do think that if we're intending to capture a broader commitment over the use of systems, a phrase that we think would better capture this would be responsible governance. So the sentence could read, states commit to exercise responsible governance over, and here we do think you could add a reference to development, and have the sentence read, over the development and use of all other types of weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems through, and here I don't think the specific enumeration here is the right place for the measures that are described. Here we think it would be better to delete the specific limitations and replace it with a more generic sentence that would read, through measures to strengthen compliance with international humanitarian law, strengthen accountability, and mitigate risks. Now, the limitations that are reflected in subparagraphs A, B, and C, we recognize are measures that are important. I think our concern is more with the placement. This is reflecting commitments, and it's intending to be reflective of commitments that states would be undertaking in the form of a political declaration or some other substantive outcome document. We do think that these three ideas could be added to the measures that are listed in paragraph 36 that we'll be getting to shortly, which discuss practices contributing to implementation of IHL, or in the section on risk mitigation measures that begins with paragraph 44 below. And so that would be our recommendation for those more specific limitations. Thank you, Mr. Chair.